time for another stop in our summer series, There and Back. Places you can visit in a day trip from the Charlotte region. Today, we're headed to the town of Love Valley. There are hundreds of small towns scattered across North Carolina, but none quite like Love Valley, population 91, about an hour north of Charlotte. Here, the preferred method of transportation is on horseback. You can't drive on the main street, but there are hitching rails lining both sides. And they don't measure the size of an event here by the number of people in town.
Our busiest weekends of the year are probably Easter and Halloween. We probably have 4,000 horses here at that time.
That's Tori Barker, granddaughter of Love Valley founder Andy Barker. She says he had always wanted to live in an old Western cowboy town, and Love Valley is the realization of his lifelong dream. Tori says it goes back to when he told his fourth grade teacher he wanted to be a cowboy when he grew up.
The teacher politely informed him that he couldn't exactly be a cowboy because there were no cowboy towns. I guess his life's goal was to prove that lady wrong.
Andy Barker was born and raised in the Steel Creek community in what is now Southwest Charlotte. He married his high school sweetheart, Eleonora Spratt. They had two children and settled on her family's farm. Barker worked as a contractor, but that itch to be a real cowboy never went away. Then, in the early 1950s, he fell in love with some property at the foot of the Brushy Mountains in Iredell County. Here's how his 91-year-old widow, Eleonora, remembers it.
He found this green, open place that nobody was, and he just decided to come and camp. And then we started out just camping up here.
It wasn't long before he bought the land, sold the house in Steel Creek, and moved the family and their horses to what would become Love Valley. They didn't have electricity or indoor plumbing for the first 2 years, but Barker worked to build his western town, and word quickly spread.
People kept coming up here to see what Andy Barker was doing. It wasn't long before they started moving up here, buying land up here. And everybody wanted to see what Andy was doing, and he just kept right on with his town.
Love Valley was incorporated in 1963, and the charter mandates that all buildings on Main Street keep a western-style facade. Main Street includes shops, a dance hall, and a rodeo arena. Eleonora eventually got her proper kitchen, too, and her home soon filled with visitors. Congressmen, ambassadors, and other dignitaries came to see the town.
The people in this community never heard of all the horse shows and crowd of people coming, and how a man from out of town came and started bringing all these people in here. They didn't know what to think.
Barker named streets after these visitors, and as the family grew to include grandchildren, they got streets named for them as well. Andy Barker passed away in 2011 at age 87. His granddaughter Tori grew up in Raleigh, but she spent summers in Love Valley. She says she always knew she wanted to move here full time. That time came in 2005.
My grandfather had a really massive heart attack, and he just told me that it was time for me to move here, and that was what I did.
Today, she's on the town council and runs a store on Love Valley's Main Street.
Get up there, girl.
If you want to take a carriage ride around Love Valley, you call up Jethro Waite.
We can hook you up.
Well, not Jethro and his horse, Miss Kitty, like gave us a ride.
Come around here.
2,000 acres are crisscrossed with miles of trails. All of it is privately owned, but the trails are open to the public. Most people do come for the horseback riding, but mountain bikers and hikers are welcome, too. We passed Phil Martin and his 12-year-old daughter, who drove over from Catawba to rent horses for the afternoon.
People always mention Love Valley, and actually, I just decided, what the heck, let's go check it out. So far, so good. We really like it. It's really peaceful.
On Main Street, you can visit the blacksmith, the leatherworking shop, the general store, and, of course, the cowboy hat shop. The town expects a big crowd for the July 4th holiday. There'll be the annual parade, and it just so happens to be Andy Barker's birthday. That's the Old West town of Love Valley, North Carolina, our latest stop on the WFAE summer series There and Back, exploring places you can visit in a day trip from the Charlotte region. Got an idea for where we should go? Email us at news@wfae.org. This is Weekend Edition on 90.7 WFAE.